For freedom, Christ has set us free. Please be seated. For freedom, Christ has set us free. People have been trying to follow the way of Jesus for an awfully long time. Paul believed it was his mission to travel the ancient world and plant churches, which is to say, to spread the good news of Christ. He didn't do that in the way we plant churches today, which may be to buy a building or rent a space or something. Paul would move into a community, so he went to Galatia. And he lived there, and he set up his shop. He was a leather worker and a tent maker. And he lived in that place, and he met people. He did business with them, and they got to know him. And they trusted him, and he told them a story. Not only the story that he had received about Jesus Christ, but his personal conversion story. Probably the most powerful conversion story in the Bible. And people listened and believed and followed the way of Jesus as Paul taught them. So these Galatians did that, and then at some point Paul moved on. He believed they had enough spiritual equipment and knowledge and hope to continue on. So he moved to the next community. But lo and behold, another missioner shows up in Galatia. Someone who has a different view of what it takes to be church, to what it takes to be a Christian. Of course, they weren't even called Christians at that point, but what it takes to follow the way of Jesus. And they said it takes the law, it takes circumcision, it takes full conversion to Judaism. And these poor Galatians thought, what did that guy named Paul, why did he fooled us, or he was untrustworthy? Or maybe he just lied. Somebody sent a message to Paul. We've got a problem. It's you. And Paul writes back this letter to try and restore his interpretation of the message and power of Jesus Christ. Now, the freedom that Paul's talking about is not the same kind of freedom that we think of in the United States or that we will celebrate next week. It's not about autonomy and liberty. And the ability to do what you think you ought to do. The freedom that Paul's talking about is quite mysterious. Paul delivers a list of do's and do nots, which ironically sounds a lot like law. But we would be mistaken if we believe that following the way of Jesus is simply taking an excerpt from a letter with a grocery list in it and doing the same thing today. What Paul knew and what's not explicit in his letter was the gospel. The letter makes perfect sense if you keep it always in the lens and the context of the gospel. Of a merciful God who loves his people, whose desire is that they grow into freedom. People have always tried to follow the way of Jesus. That's all the Galatians were trying to do, and I think that's all we try to do, is follow the way of Jesus. And it's not about lists, as much as we would wish it were. Authoritarianism has that power over us sometimes. The simpler the message of God becomes, the more rule-based it becomes, the further it is from the truth. Do this, don't do that. Be saved, go to hell. It's not that simple. Autonomy, the liberty that we think of, the word autonomy means self-law. So it clearly is not what Paul is talking about. He's not talking about how do you have a law unto yourself that no one else can control. God has a law, and it's to love. It's to care for community. It's to build up the other. To have such concern for the other, whoever they are, that you are willing and able to do something for them. It's not belief, it's doing. It's not autonomy. It's not authoritarianism. It, the Christian faith, is not simple, because the only rule is to love God with your entire being, and to love the other as you love yourself. And as I love to say, you can't give what you ain't got. If you ain't got love for yourself, you've got nothing to give anyone else. But this is what Jesus teaches. These people come to him along the road and say, we want to follow you. I'll follow you anywhere. And his response is, you can do that, but you need to realize that it's not safe, it's not easy, and you may never really know what it is to be safe again. The subtext of that is trust. You can trust in God, but you can't trust in the world. Following the way of Jesus is only possible when we love and trust. Those are the only rules. And those rules transform us when we do them. They transform our desire for self-autonomy, for doing what we want to do, for ignoring whatever is outside of our livelihood that just isn't really our problem. God says it is your problem. Just like he said to Cain, am I my brother's keeper? Yep, you are. We are all one another's keepers. Freedom, real freedom, is trust in God. Because when one has trust in God, nothing else can stop us. Nothing else can enslave us. Not the desire for another person, not the desire for material, not the desire for security and safety. We all want those things, but they tend to enslave us. And I think we all know, either from stories in our own lives or stories from lives of friends of ours, about how they've been enslaved by their desires for security and comfort. The freedom that Jesus offers us, the freedom that he's offered us from the beginning and that he offers us today, is given without strings. It's given freely, the same way that Jesus gave himself to all people. It is only through giving away what you have, the only thing that matters, your love and your care, it is only through giving away that you can receive the freedom of God.